This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of our missions here at Marketplace, Beyond, says here, helping to raise the economic literacy of all Americans, is to help you make wise consumer choices. Right now, let's walk on some eggshells. Farm fresh, cage-free, high omega-3, or vegetarian-fed. Marketplace's Annie Baxter was especially curious about that last one.
When Philip Wahlberg goes to buy eggs at a grocery store in the Twin Cities, he steers away from the pricey $5 pasture-raised ones. But he's also wary of the conventional ones that go for about a dollar a dozen.
I try and find something that's, you know, either locally or more sustainably grown or more friendly to the animals.
When I met him, Wahlberg was splitting the difference and going for the median-priced eggs, eggs from vegetarian-fed hens. He hoped that was a worthwhile choice.
I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Turns out the vegetarian-fed label doesn't mean much in isolation. Most commercial egg-laying hens are fed a vegetarian corn and soybean-based diet. Paul Patterson is a poultry science expert at Pennsylvania State University. He says producers used to feed hens more animal byproducts, but around the time of mad cow disease in the 90s, that fell out of favor. Today,
there's probably very few that are fed any animal products.
But it's worth pointing out, chickens are not naturally vegetarians.
Once they're free-ranging and outside, then they're going to consume any and everything they find.
David Bruce directs the egg division at Organic Valley. He says producers in the co-op do provide their hens a vegetarian feed, but that's not a big marketing point for them. Their cage-free birds may also eat bugs and worms or even mice when they get to go outside, like these hens at an Organic Valley farm in Wisconsin. The phrase vegetarian fed alone would not tell you if the hens are cage-free or have outdoor access, which are often the things consumers care about most.
So I get the same brand as I did before, but I now get the cage-free option.
I checked in with Philip Wahlberg again after our initial conversation, and it turns out in the interim, he learned the label vegetarian fed didn't have the significance he was hoping for.
It's so easy for somebody to market to somebody like me who wants something better but doesn't have the time to do the research to figure out exactly what everything means.
So now he's paying a bit more for cage-free eggs and hopes that's the right choice. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.